I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Another fiscal crisis is looming in the United States. This time it's a $1.2 trillion sequestration taken from defense and non-defense spending. While it will affect the government, will it impact ministry? Biblica's Mark Rader says it could impact their military Bible program. Rader says that's why supporting Biblica is needed now more than ever.
We have what we call a military chaplains fund, and that's been just supported by donations from individuals, from churches, and also from military installations to help us be able to continue to provide these resources.
Next, when you're learning something new, do you prefer to read about it or have somebody explain it to you? According to the International Orality Network, more than 70% of the world's population are oral learners. Jerry Wiles, president of Living Water International, says they've created a workshop that teaches people how to share the gospel orally.
It's a jump start to get people on the journey of giving them some skills and tools that are effective in sharing our faith, but also in the disciple-making process.
Pray that people will use the tools they learn in these workshops to more effectively share Christ. And quick, what do you know about Hungary? If you can rattle off more than one or two things, maybe this story's for you. Hungary provides a unique hub of spiritual openness in Europe. It's got a rich Christian history, but there's confusion about who Jesus is. Want to make a difference? Reach Global is holding its 2013 Hungary Summit at the end of the week. It's being held in Illinois, and the invitation's open to you. We've got links to registration, the ministry, and more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.